This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hey y'all, hey y'all, the tea is crystal clear, y'all. Y'all say y'all gay, it's Allie and Ever here, y'all. We got a lot to talk about, so let us ask you now, y'all gay.
Hello everyone and welcome to Y'all Gay Pod. I'm Ever Maynard.
And I'm Allie Clayton.
And y'all are gay.
So gay.
Y'all are gay dudes. Y'all, this is such a fun episode. It's super horny. Listen to it in your car, volume all the way up. Listen to it on the train, speakerphone only. It's horny and it's a fun one. And I had a blast.
Yeah. If you're riding by a Trump rally, just blast it.
Blast it. And we call upon Jesus Christ for a blasting.
For a blasting. And y'all are going to learn about blackjack, not the card game.
It is a gnarly phone call with Allie's dad. Allie has chosen her favorite review. Go ahead and read it.
Okay. If you're looking for knee slappers, titters, or just something to unwind at the end of the day, Y'all Gay is all that and more. Allie and Ever will make you laugh so hard you'll throw up, cry, defecate, and turn into a folding chair. I get so many looks listening at work and can't stop cackling. The balance of serious thought-provoking topics and humor is just perfection. As a lesbian who was raised by a hoarder in Arkansas, I've never felt more seen than when listening to Y'all Gay. Allie's storytelling skills are just amazing, and she caught me and taught me the best party trick in the book. Thank y'all so much for being y'all and bringing this pod to us every week. This is the content we live for.
Wow. Thank you so much.
Yay!
Wow. That was awesome. We got to start screen grabbing these and posting them on the ground, man.
Yeah. And Keely, I could do your song off the top of my head, but I don't want to do that. I want to work on it a little bit because this was a wonderful review. I will work on my song and sing that to you next week, Keely. Thank you. Sorry about the hoarding.
Sorry about that hoarding, Keely. That sounds rough. Hey, man.
All right, Keely, you're really gay. And
sorry about that hoarding. Hey, dude, I heard you right there, man. Sorry about that, Horton.
Hey.
You turned
out. I heard you're stuck under a bunch of newspapers in Arkansas.
Y'all got a lot of mason jars and random cats? Old clothes, baby. Y'all, listen, we're going to say it at the end. We're going to say it now. We appreciate your reviews, your likes, your shares. When you share a reel, when you comment, the engagement is key. We want to shout out to Wizard Radio. If you're all hearing ads, we said it before. You're like, what is this ad? Why are y'all supporting? Why are y'all supporting Lockheed and Martin? Let us know, because we don't want to be supporting Lockheed and Martin.
But I think most of them, I think it's like one of them's for cookies.
I think one of them's for different. Butter.
Yeah. That's fine.
Yeah, butter's fine. I forgot to tell you this on the pod. I mean, I know this is the intro, but y'all are going to enjoy it anyways. I threw out all of my Hometown Hero gummies. The rest of them, I threw them out.
The cotton candy ones?
Even the cotton candy ones.
Why wouldn't you just send them to me?
I didn't think about that.
Okay, proud of you. Way to go.
Thank you. Thank you. Just real weed from now on.
Yeah.
The nightmares and the anxiety. It's not for me.
Okay.
I can't even read when I'm on it.
Feel you.
Hometown Heroes, just for you and me only.
Yeah.
But that being said, if you are a Hometown Hero representative, owner, partner, maybe you work with their brand consulting. Maybe you do brand outreach. Allie and Ever and the Y'all Gay Pod would love to be Hometown Hero ambassadors.
Yes, we would.
We'll help you achieve your best nightmare.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, we love you. Stay gay. Enjoy the ride. Again, listen to it full blast around your family or in a mm-hmm. hospital.
If you're volunteering at a nursing home, you're going to want to put it on full blast.
If you're in a public library, mm-hmm. maybe you're in class, full blast it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, full blast that.
Honestly, for sure. I would say about every 60 to 90 minutes, we get incredibly horny. Or 60 to 90 seconds, we get incredibly horny.
Yeah, I think it's more. I was like, it's a lot more.
Yeah, 60 to 90 seconds, we get incredibly horny and we go into another horny story. And they're unbelievable.
They're horny. They're unbelievable.
A lot of like, what the fuck moments in this one. So, hey, Gaywad.
Hey, Gaywad.
Hey, Gaywad. Y'all, we just finished another Patreon episode and mm-hmm. it's pretty saucy. I'm not going to lie. Mm-hmm. I mean, I guess the Patreon and this episode are going out at the same time.
I'm
going to start y'all off with this. Pretty saucy. Pretty saucy Patreon. $10 level.
Mm-hmm.
We got a five. If you're new here, we got a Patreon. We got $5, $10.
We're dropping some truths that I just don't drop everywhere. And you know, I drop a lot of truths.
Allie drops a lot of truths and a lot of deuces. We truth induced. It was nice. It was, you know, and then of course it was vulnerable and that's always healthy and good.
Dude. Speaking of deucing.
Okay. Dude, yeah, tell me about your latest deuce, man.
I've deuced like five times today and
that ain't right, man. Maybe that's why you're so tired.
From deucing. I got a squatty potty.
Oh, so you can't wait to deuce.
And it is just, you know, deucing is your new baby. Just flows right out. Man. But I just was in there and I went to use our bidet thing. And I guess because of how my feet were on the squatty potty, my asshole was open just a little bit and the water squirted up my asshole.
Just now.
Just now.
Moments ago. You got moments a whole bathroom ago. Set up, man. What a situation yeah. you have.
Mm-hmm.
You were taking care
and
of
I
your
do,
needs.
But I do use it sometimes. Sometimes I lean forward on it and I let it shoot straight up my vagina.
I'm not surprised by that. The canal.
I'm like, get that thing.
The canal.
That thing needs a rinse. That thing needs a little rinse.
Get that thing up in the canal, man. Dude, man. Woo.
What about you? How you keeping your bee hole and coo hole clean?
I just keep it clean. Okay. I just keep it real clean. And then if it's... It's so funny. I shared the most raunchiest thing I've ever done on the Patreon, and you want to talk about beeholes on here, and I'm like,
I don't want to talk about
I mean, you know, if it needs a rinse or if it needs a little special attention, I do.
Do you shave it, your beehole?
Sometimes.
Okay, sometimes that sounds like the hair might be a little longer in there right now.
I'm like, when was the last time? But then
you said that.
You gotta throw that razor away. You gotta, it's like, that's it.
No, you do
yes,
not.
Yes, you do.
I use it on my beehole, my cuckoo, my armpits,
you
and my
legs. You can't get stuff from your butthole up in your vagina? Even if it's
clean my butthole first.
I will argue about this. No, that's back to your, yes. That's why you don't want wipe back to front. You can't be doing
okay.
that.
Well, I will let you know this. I always shave my pussy before I shave my butthole.
Right. But then you've been having this butthole razor just loose in your shower, and then you're going to use it again on your pee.
Yes, I am. Who's got money to be using razors like that?
That's why I only shave it every now and then.
Get rid of a razor. Oh, okay.
I'm like, okay, I got a job, so I can afford to shave my pee hole now.
I think we need to look into this because I think medically it's fine.
I mean,
I
feel like medically no. I think we're going to get mixed results. Like when I found out you can't get COVID through vaginal intercourse. Inconclusive results. Hey, internet said you can't get it by fingering.
Fauci's back and doing some more tests, apparently.
But not on women.
Get COVID.
They didn't do anything. When it's like inconclusive, any women or people with vaginas, it's like, oh, you clearly didn't care. But semen, the men are like,
we gotta find out.
Okay. I'm gonna look this up. Ooh. Oh, Empress of and Muna put out a new song and
cool.
And it was the lyrics were on my phone.
You are rinsing the blade every time after you shave your beehole. You're fully rinsing the blade, okay? You have fully washed your butthole before you have shaved it. I don't see how there's any problems there. I've bidet'd it. I've given it a great rinse. Came in, soaped it up. Then use shaving cream. I mean, it's clean, y'all. Clean as can be.
Using the same razor could spread bacteria from one area to the other and result in a poor shave. Always shave in the same direction that the hair grows, not against it.
Mm. Yeah.
How to shave your bun. Ass masterclass.
And if you need to know this, sometimes I do it with one leg up, like on the shower, or sometimes I squat down like a frog and shave it that way.
I found Reddit.
Okay, what we got?
How? I have an electric razor that I use on my legs and safety razor on my face. I have no idea about my ass. Is there a trick to it? I always just kind of stuck by razor down there. I went to town while in shower, never worried about using shaving cream or anything. I've never had a problem. Genitals, use shaving cream and go with the grain using safety. Beauty is pain. What? Hang on. Thoroughly clean it, and that one comes last. Once you use a razor there, do not use it anywhere. Just throw it out. Same positions for the butt cheeks. I've squatted over a mirror before to see what I'm doing back there. It's pretty useful, actually. Thank you, Chernobyl Diaries.
I've squatted over a mirror just for curiosity reasons.
I shave from the vicinity of the hole to outward and horizontal strokes, doing the right side, then the left side, or vice versa. I never shave in the opposite direction. That's very sensitive skin down there, and I would not want to mess around with it more than I already dare to do. Just be slow and deliberate about it. Okay, well, I'm hearing, get a cheap razor.
No,
best to do it in a bath.
My asshole with a cheap razor. So, I mean, I reckon I do have different blades, and I don't shave my butthole every day or anything.
Right.
I'm just saying, every other week.
I'm just saying,
you might get rid of the blade.
I'm just saying, you might want to think about. I don't mean to make you so sad, but bacteria can still spread even if you wash it and exfoliate it. There could still be microbacteria. It is your butthole,
okay,
after all,
friend.
It's your butthole.
Okay.
Are you mad at me and the results?
No.
You're not going to get a new razor. You're going to keep using the same razor.
Well, I'll put a new head on it.
There you go. Put a new head on it. Damn.
Time to make some life changes. Big life changes happening over here, guys.
Hey, I wonder if we could get a razor to be on our ads. I still don't know how to make it so we could choose where the ads go. I guess we're going to a meeting.
We're going to have a meeting. We'll figure it out.
Yeah, we'll have a meeting. Y'all, we hope you're enjoying the ads. We love it when y'all talk about it in the Discord.
Some patrons had gotten confused because the ad came on at the beginning of the pod, and they thought it was us just being making up ads. which we do.
We do. Y'all. Okay, go ahead. Speaking of ads for things, it's crazy that you brought this up because I didn't know if you wanted to this round. And, you know, technically we haven't had that meeting.
Yeah.
With Rizzard Radio. But Allie and I have partnered with Talking Rain H2O. Mm-hmm. And now you'll see I have a massive bottle. It kind of looks like a smart water bottle. Mm-hmm. It says Talking Rain Aqua 9.5. Mm-hmm. We have actually been in talks and are doing a soft launch in Midwestern regions of mm-hmm. puppy breath infused water.
Mm-hmm. And so it tastes like a puppy kiss.
Right. And we're noticing that, you know, the people that are buying this, because they have to, well, it's not even a buy yet because it's a test market. Mm-hmm. We've been doing mm-hmm. test things, two-way mirrors. And like, honestly, we're tired. We're really tired. And Allie and I haven't been talking about this on the pod, but it's something that we have to do as creators. And there's a two-way mirror. And the other day we were at a mall in Minnesota and the reactions were varied, but they loved it. But it was like mm-hmm. some people really loved it. And some people were like, yeah, I could have this on a summer day.
Mm-hmm. But I also like that, like, we're also like really marketing to mm-hmm. the region, mm-hmm. you know? So this, like people that love dogs. And then we're also, you know, it's not just about puppy breath all the time. Mm-mm. And mm-mm. it's a big part of our business, but it's also that we are making different waters because we want people drinking water. We want them staying hydrated. It.
We need y'all to stay so hydrated.
For Chicago, we have made one that tastes just like beer.
It tastes just like beer. And
it tastes,
you know,
just like beer, but it's water.
But it's water and it's a prototype. We're actually getting one that tastes like the Chicago River smells on a muggy day. That one is for Halloween.
And that one's for your enemies.
That one's for your enemies.
That one's for your enemies. That's for we're your enemies. Also doing one in Wisconsin, which is cheese water. Just
cheese.
Tastes like liquid cheese, but you're getting hydrated.
You're getting hydrated. Because, you know, you can infuse strawberries. People infuse berries. Omaha steaks. Texas. Mm-hmm. Red meat. All red meat. It actually just says red meat on the bottle. Is it
red
hamburger?
Meat water, yep.
Mm-hmm. Is it a steak? Is it a rib? Nope, it's red meat.
Just red meat.
Just red meat. Woo! Yeah, so, you know, we're trying to figure out, you know, the marketing. We'll figure it out tomorrow. We'll figure it out tomorrow.
And Valentine's Day is coming up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And did we want to talk about the art kits we're making?
Yeah, I mean, I just made some this weekend. It was real freaky. It was a perfect thing to do. It was a perfect couples activity mm-hmm. or solo activity.
Yeah, it's great. It's great for either. Mm-hmm. Like, what, listeners, what do you think your spouse or girlfriend or they partner, friend or boyfriend or partner want more than anything?
Your love, attention, security
and
trust, last four of your social securities.
Mm-hmm.
And
a paper mache version of your genitals.
Yeah, we've been
offering a whole kit.
A whole kit. So this is okay. Now
if you're having a hard time applying, you could pay $5 extra to FaceTime with us while applying.
I would like at least $20 more.
Okay, different. We got different rates. Okay.
Yeah, I'm not trying to see it. Maybe I do. Somebody wants to give me $5 to look at their vagina and help them paste some newspaper on it. Yeah, I'll help you out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, as far as, you know, the penis ones, you know, they just you know, they're more of like an art piece. Yeah. But I really like the vulva one I did. It looks great, and I'm using it as a bowl now.
I saw that when I first walked in, and I said, this bowl is like Allie's vagina. That's Allie's vulva.
Yeah, so I put on my the indention mm-hmm. from my right lip. That's where I put my keys.
Yes.
Indention on the left lip. Mm-hmm. That's where I put my wallet.
I actually, and I paper macheed my strap. with the biggest with the biggest one that I had, the biggest
Okay, and how many inches is that again?
Mastodon size. I do have to say it is way too big. I went to the pleasure chest, and actually, you know, you can't see in the background right now, but I have it in. I usually have it right in the doorway, so you are confronted with my strap on. So
I like you know that.
You know exactly what kind of energy. No, I went to the pleasure chest and I was single. And, you know, like I said, if you boil it, they will come, you know, manifest it. And this was at a time when I was like, shit. Okay, I broke up. I have to get a new dildo. They're fucking expensive. Like,
oh, how we feel in our 20s is different in our 30s.
Yeah, and I'm like, I'm not changing out my vagina. If I had a penis, I wouldn't be like, sorry, got to regrow it. But I went to the pleasure chest.
What,
and
to fall off like a lizard?
Yeah, that's how they work, right? Little gecko tail. And this woman, she was like watching me. I don't like the Vic Skin Real Skin one. They're too soggy. They suck up the lube. They get real sticky. But they
dick
do have
skin. Vic. They make them out of real dick skin.
No, V-I-X, Vix. It's supposed to be like supposed to feel like real skin, but
it was like
the head always.
Men
just
are donating their dick skin.
Isn't that tight? Isn't that kind of them? But you never used one of those. Like the head is like a little too soft. Like it's not exactly
like
hard.
Like you
hard
want it to like go in, man, and it's more
and
of
it's
a
like
smushing.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't want to smush.
And they're $175, man. I'm like, no.
You
I want to
pound the puss, not smush
the puss.
I need
it rock hard. So this woman is there, and it's I think it's the same brand. I think this one is called like the Captain. They're named like the Pilot or the First Mate, something like that. And no joke, I bet it's closer to this.
Whoa.
It's massive. And this, I was like, I didn't know anything about it. I was only new to sex. I think I'd only had like two or three sexual partners that time. And I said, hey, I just need something that, you know, women will like or people with vaginas will like. And she said, I love this one. And she was being like, it's hard.
She's
and all
like,
the
I love this one. It stretched my pussy three sizes.
I mean, I didn't know that. So when I started using it, the people I was sleeping with would be like, whoa, okay. Hang on. Because I didn't know. I'm walking in.
Would
with
you
this.
Like pull down your pants and already have it on?
No, I would.
How
already have it on. I would already. Because it's like, you know, sometimes it'd be like, hey, we're fucking go put it on right now before we get down to business. But other times it's like, I really want to fuck you. Hang on. And I would put it on and it's heavy. It's like pulling down the strap. It's heavy, dude. It is heavy.
Yeah.
And I think maybe that's why she probably liked it too. Cause it was like heavy. But it's just so big. And these people are like, it's ruining them. Ruining. But yeah, I have a massive dong. And I'm realizing now it's quite unuseful. It's hindering sometimes because it's too big. It's too big.
Oh, man. Man.
But then I tried to get a smaller one and it was too floppy.
So you got to get one that's hard but smaller.
Yeah, I got to go. I got to get someone one that's harder but smaller.
Yeah.
And I got a little handheld one.
That was
go
insane.
Ahead.
Sorry, you were talking about how big that penis was, and it reminded me of my of my dad's friend Blackjack.
No, no. I'm talking about a huge cock, and you're like, that was his name.
No, this is insane story about Blackjack.
No, let me get a drink of coffee.
Okay.
No. Oh, also before I forget, because I will forget.
Go ahead.
I wanted to give a shout out to Sally Crystal Lee for coming to my shows in San Francisco. That was really cool. It made me feel very happy. Anyways, back to blackjack.
Okay. So blackjack is a friend of my dad's. And
now, is he on the sheep side or like a friend? Was he a client?
I think like somebody that had worked for us some and then was like became a friend.
Okay.
And blackjack would always say, what did he say? 8 1/4, 8 1/4. And that meant like the size of his dick was 8 1/4".
He was just randomly saying that.
I think that, I mean, dad probably asked him.
How big is your dick?
I'm sure. Yeah. That sounds like something my dad would ask somebody.
8 1/4?
8 1/4.
Deep in the guts. So his
wife had to go to the hospital and get stitches because blackjack 8 1/4 wiener ripped her apart, man.
Jesus Christ.
Isn't that crazy?
Damn.
I wouldn't want that.
Like, I would not
I was
want
a person that. With
I wouldn't
a penis.
Want, yeah, it's too. It's.
You I don't want 8 1/4.
Like, I would want to go deep, but I'm not trying to hurt any. Because you couldn't really go all the way in, right? 8 1/4.
I don't know.
That's like hitting your esophagus, man. You're getting choked out by that dick down.
So basically, I was just wondering, is your first dick 8 1/4?
It might be close. I could go measure that. Should I go measure it?
You want to go measure? You can report back next week. Measure and report back next week.
Yeah, we take bathroom breaks. We don't take dick measuring breaks.
Yeah, we don't take dick measuring breaks, but we do take bathroom breaks.
Sometimes you have to have a bathroom break. We also don't take dick breaks.
Mm-mm. Zero dick breaks.
Of learning new languages with Babbel. And if you want to learn a new language this year, I guarantee it'll be one of your favorite sounds too. It's Babbel time.
Y'all know I have learning disabilities. I'm dyslexic and have ADHD. And I love that with Babbel, you can go at your own pace. And each convenient course is only 10 minutes. 10 minutes a day, y'all. That's all it takes to learn a new language.
And with Babbel, you can learn everything you need, like how to have real-world conversations, from vocabulary words to basic phrases to culture. Like, y'all could hang with Babbel.
Plus, what I really like is that Babbel has speech recognition technology that I think some of our more southern listeners will love because it helps you improve your pronunciation and accent. Everybody knows my accent's thicker than a 9 1/4 hot dog on a summer night, and Babbel actually understands me, y'all.
One thing I really love about Babbel is the content I'm learning is personalized. I get real-time feedback, tracking, and visualizations that help me stay focused and motivated. That's why 15 hours with Babbel is equal to one university semester. Y'all, that's the most university I've done.
Y'all, it is 2024, and it's time to be the best you with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works.
So here's a special limited time deal for our listeners. Right now, you can get up to 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/y'all gay.
Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/y'all gay, spelled babbel.com/y'all gay.
Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
You ever wear a strap? Have we talked about this?
I have. The one I had was like an underwear type one.
Was it from Spare Parts? Was it from Spare Parts?
I think maybe. I don't know. Because I know you recommended that to us at one point in time. But it was just, it was the same thing. Like, you didn't have enough control.
I use a leather strap right now, and it has changed the game. It has changed the game. But spare parts, you don't have enough control. I had one that was like a Velcro harness. It was embarrassing. It would be like, I got to put this on.
I want falling apart. For someone to do me with the strap, but I don't want 8 1/4. I want it much smaller than that. Because did you know I have a medically too tight pussy?
I believe it.
I've told you this before, right? I went to the pelvic floor doctor and he said, you have the tightest pelvic floor I have ever seen.
You know that man was.
Pelvic floor. That I need pelvic floor physical therapy to loosen this thing up a bit.
This man was rock hard when he told you that. He had to tuck it up in his waistbands. You have the tightest pussy I've ever seen. I mean, pelvic floor. Do you do your practices?
Yeah, so I need nothing, not to. So if I'm going to have penetration, I don't want anything too big.
Do you like nothing fingers before? Fingers before penetration?
Yeah, I like some fingers.
Loosen it up a bit.
Yeah, you know. I'm kidding.
No, you're not. Allie's doing sideways things, doing weird
like
stuff.
As if I was grabbing a rubber band and just pulling it. Yeah, that's what I'm like doing right now.
I know you like that.
You know what?
I'm randier than a raccoon on Thursday, baby. I'm ready to go right now.
I do not like produced porn. Like, I prefer the homemade.
I mean, I told you I made one.
Send it on over.
Send it on over, baby. Yeah, let me get your thoughts. You like homemade stuff.
Yeah.
Do you like it when you could see a ring?
I like stuff where it's like obvious, like these people are just filming themselves.
Mm-hmm. Are you watching
Full Sex? Necessarily like the porn girls that are like, you know, all done up and everything. Yeah.
I don't like that like noise. When it's so fake, I'm like, I can't. This is taking me.
No,
out.
I'm like, I want dirty talk and I want it to be genuine.
Oh yeah, you like love making porn.
No, I don't.
You like love making.
I don't.
Yes, you do.
I just want it to be genuine.
You want to see two genuine people making love and talking dirty.
I don't care too much about watching them kiss or nothing, though.
When I watch porn, rarely.
I fast forward through that.
I like to see men. I'm going to say it. I watch gay porn.
Oh, you know what I've been really into? MMF threesome porn.
What is MMF?
Male, female.
Male, female.
I'm learning so much, man.
Dude, male, female.
Male, female. And and that's what I watch. And they do this thing where
are you watching two dicks, one hole right now?
So this is what they do.
This
is
should
my
have been
favorite.
A Patreon. This is so racist.
This should have been
racy.
A Patreon. But they do this thing that I think it's called a tower, an Eiffel Tower or something like that.
Okay.
But
yeah.
It's
I like how you're like, I mean, I think it's called an Eiffel Tower.
I
don't know. You know.
The girl's on the bottom on her back. And one guy is he's screwing her, but then behind him is a guy screwing him.
That's not the Eiffel Tower.
What is?
I think that isn't the Eiffel Tower when
the
girl
when
is
two
like
guys
this, and they're like,
and, yeah, one's in the butt, one's in the mouth. That one.
Yeah, but I don't know if it's the butt. But I would not be.
Maybe the coup.
I would not want to be getting blowjob from a woman who's getting railed. That feels dangerous.
Yeah.
Like, oh, ow!
It can't be good.
None of it could be good. So yeah. You like it, like you like the train aspect. I guess if I was the dude in the middle, I would be pure euphoria.
That's what it seems like.
Like, happy birthday, baby. Here you go. Here you fucking go.
Yeah.
You're horny right now. You're about to blast it off on high.
Lord, no, I told I tried to blast
on high. Lord, I love Lord, to blast, I love your, to
blast you off.
Clay Aiken, we come to you
I'm
today.
I'm so glad to end my life. Lord, maybe it's your turn to blast me off.
Blast me off. Lord Jesus Christ, I come to you today to please blast me off.
Blast me off, Lord.
I don't care what time of day it is.
And the Holy Spirit.
Shoot me straight out of bed at 3 a.m. I don't care.
Lord Jesus, we come to you today to come. We need you to blast us, Lord Jesus. Come down and blast my friend Allie first and then me, or me first then Allie. It don't matter. We just need to be blasted off by your redeeming blast off. I don't know what kind of blasting I would like yet. I'm still getting used to being blasted myself, Lord Jesus. So I ask that when you're blasting me, kind of check in, see how I'm taking the blasting. But I have a feeling I'm going to love it. And I'm going to let Allie pray for her own blasting because I know she likes sitting on laps. Go ahead, Allie. How
Lord,
do you
this
be
is what I want. I want to be in a dead sleep. And then all of a sudden, I'm just woken up in extreme, and I'm just extreme orgasming because all of a sudden you've blasted me in my sleep and I'm awake and I'm orgasming. And it's all because of you, Lord.
Lord Jesus, I ask that you blast me in the Bronco whenever you want. I want to be cruising down the 110, the 5, the 101. I want to be down Figueroa Street. I want to be cruising around Pasadena. And out of nowhere, I want you to blast me off and shoot me through the roof, Lord Jesus.
Yes.
And I'm protected by angels, so it's not like I'm going to crash the Bronco. I have to think about things like
never,
that.
We would never
crash the Bronco. But I would. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen.
And I just want you to, like, when I'm in my minivan, just like a, you know, like a surprise blast. Like, somebody honked their horn at me, and I'm like, look, man, everybody's always honking at me. And then you could just hit me with a blast, and that'd really cheer me up, you know?
My friend needs a blasting, and I need a blasting, Lord Jesus. And we're so thankful for all the blasting to come. We love you. Amen.
Amen.
Dude.
Can I say?
The Lord blasts in mysterious ways, I'll tell you that much.
That's what I'm hoping for.
Hey, that's what I'm needing. I'm craving it. You've heard of a crave box? I'm needing a blasting box. Man. What are you doing the rest of the day?
Would you ever use nipple clamps? Have you ever used that?
Similar to, yeah. But okay. Now, like, it would have to be a little bit different. But, yeah. I like my chest clawed at.
Yeah, I know
I
you
would
do.
Use that. Yeah, I would. Yeah, I would. Mm-mm-mm. I would use nipple clamps. And I would like something on my scars. That's where it's
Somebody missing. Got me something one time.
You got nipple clamps.
One time somebody got me that and, like, tried to, and I was like, this fucking hurts.
It's part of the fun. No. I did realize I don't like being clawed at on my butt.
On your face?
No, I don't mind that. I don't. I don't mind
your
like
face?
Like a grab?
Oh,
like,
okay.
Or a smack?
Okay. But
yeah,
your butt, you don't want it to be clawed.
Well, if I'm laying on my back and a little paw goes around, claws at my butt or my back thigh, it's going to tickle too much. But if I'm on top, then that's different.
Yeah. I get it.
Yeah. No, what about you? You like being clawed at or you like clawing?
I don't particularly. I'm not a big pain person. Like, I'm more okay if, like, if we're in the heat of the moment to, like, smack my ass or you know, squeeze my titties hard or something like that, I don't mind. Maybe a light hair pull.
Oh, a light hair pull. Okay.
A light hair pull. But yeah, I'm not like, I don't want to come out like having scratches bleeding or anything.
You don't want to look like you got into a fight with a mammal in a bush. Mm-mm.
Nope. Because I don't look like that.
I do. I love looking fucked up. And also, I take my shirt off. Oh, really? I love it. I love it.
I know.
I'm a freak, my dude. I took my, I forgot I had on. I took my shirt off the other day. I said, oh, whoops, in front of a friend, my friend Candy. She said, let's hang out without our shirts on. Whoops. She made fun of me a lot. But you don't think that's like fun when you're like no visible hickeys. I don't mind a visible hickey if it's on accident. But then you take your shirt off and then you're reminded of the sex or like the makeout session you got that hickey from?
No.
Interesting. Okay. Well, I do.
I just think it looks trashier than trash.
And this is coming from a woman who's shit in a bag. And routinely gets cheese whiz stolen out of her van. Trashier than trash, man. Damn. Burn me up.
Sorry, don't get it, Rosie. I'm
like, yeah. Oh, call me trashy. I don't care.
I mean, if you gave me like a hickey on my ass cheek or something like that's fine. But I don't want nothing on my neck walking around. People can see.
I'm not saying I need it on my neck. I'm saying if it happened by accident on my neck, I would be okay with it. I'd be like, hey, let's not make this a normal thing. But all over my chest, shoulders, arms, why not?
Okay.
You're telling me right now you just had great sex and you got a hickey on your titty. You wouldn't want to see that and be like, yeah, I got railed. I got trained on.
I wouldn't hate it, but like, I just don't want it anywhere that is visible.
Okay. Okay.
And I don't know why I feel so passionately about that.
You know, it's interesting. It's interesting to like them so much and then other people don't. And they're like, no, get out. Because I'm not actively trying to give a hickey.
Yeah, I don't like.
Sometimes.
I prefer like a kiss, like on my lips, on.
Oh my God. A kiss on the lips?
A kiss down my body, on my boobs, make your way down. But I don't love like a whole lot of like ear and neck licking or anything.
What?
I don't.
Allie, ear.
Listen, I will lick someone else's ear happily. I will give them a key. I will do whatever they want to their neck. But I just don't personally. I think I'm just kind of sitting there like, like, it's like, okay, is this part almost over?
God, I'm in complete, I'm in like help. Somebody starts doing that to me, I'm helpless.
Wow.
When my ears get played with or like there's a tongue in my ear or somebody's biting my earlobe or kissing my neck.
I'm getting a wet willy as a kid.
I like coming at the same time.
That's nice and hard to do.
Hard to do. You're talking about hard sensual lovemaking porn. You ever come at the same time and kiss? Wow. Feels like you would like that, Allie. Could you imagine the intimacy? That's nice. But coming at the same time.
One
is
time
awesome.
When me and my ex first got together, we made each other come with our toes. We were just laying in bed.
Wait,
like
I'm gonna stop you.
Bed.
I'm gonna stop you the fuck right here because you just told me hickeys are trashier than trash, and y'all are sticking your fucking big thumbs, your big toes up each other's pussies and stroking each other's clits with like that weird toe in the middle. Fuck you, man. Fuck you for that.
I didn't say it was my favorite thing. I'm just saying it did happen and we did both come.
Now, were you rubbing with the palm of your foot? What is that called? Full on. Now were your feet. You know what? This is a Patreon episode because I know there are feet freaks out there listening and you want this free foot footage. You want this free foot fetish.
I'm not a foot freak. I've only ever done that once.
Okay, well, we're not going into detail, because if y'all want the detail, you need to pay $10.
Ever.
That's what is OnlyFans. People love foot stuff. Dude, first, okay, but you came? I'm looking at my foot right now. Now, I've had a broken toe on my right foot since I was like a kid. And for some reason over the summer, I think it was because I did so many lunges, my right foot, something happened where it, like, I think it got like a weird fracture or a muscle thing, but it was like so fucking swollen massively. Like I would have to ice it to sleep. This happened for months. And something happened over the holiday break, and now my foot's normal. I guess I healed up.
My broken toe took a long time to heal.
I know. I think I should have just gotten a boot like you did. Laying on opposite ends of the bed. Erotic.
Wiggling each other's toes in our pussies.
Who am I? I would try. Maybe. I don't know. I don't know about that. But
it was a very drunk thing.
Oh, okay. So this wasn't like we're sober and being lazy, like a lazy Sunday.
This was like drunk, and we had already like had so much sex that the mattress was almost like all completely off the
Man, isn't that fun?
The bed frame. And at one point we were both just kind of like laying in the bed, and then started
one thing led to another.
Feet made their way over.
See, that's why you got to keep electrolytes on hand for that, playa.
Right?
It's important. Mm-hmm. You have to stay hydrated during sex.
Do.
And that's why we have puppy breath water.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And cheese water, red meat water, quinoa water for the vegans out there.
Yeah.
Vegetarians. We do have carrot water. And some of y'all are like, this is carrot juice. No. It is carrot water.
Carrot water.
It's water that tastes like carrots.
LaCroix, and some people really like that.
Some people really like that. And some people like it when their clits are stroked by their lover's toes. And we're not going to shame them. You should start an OnlyFans called Lover's Toes. You've heard of Lover's Cove? This is Lover's Cove. What if
it was like a close-up on my puss and just a toe with a condom on it just comes into the frame?
That nail all twisted and gnarly. Because someone's just been picking at it.
Ooh, no.
Just a big toe wiggling in.
Just coming in. Okay, now let's get the toe into frame.
Yeah, and... Okay, pull back, tease a little, and there it is.
And clean.
Can we get the water bottle out of the shot, please? It's like, no, the water bottle stays. It's product placement.
Oh, that's true.
All right, let's take it from the top. Light, sound, and toes. I'm directing this. I need some directing credits.
Oh, more. More big toe.
No, we're really doing this.
Middle toe, faster. Wait, middle toe.
Now let's have her take a drink of the puppy breath water. And zoom in on the hero shot of the puppy breath water. Let's get a sweaty hand around the bottle. And the toe caressing the bottle. Can we get that? Okay, now, okay, great. We're almost there, folks. Now, can we get Star? We need her to look cross-eyed and ragged. Can we get that next to the water? Yes, that's right. And cut. That's a wrap. I'm posting that
that's
as a real
excellent video.
Out of context. I wish you could have seen yourself. Wiggling around.
I couldn't. That's cross-eyed
and ragged. That's how the captain leaves you. Pops up and ragged. 8 1/4, baby.
That poor woman. I wish we could. I could put Daddy on speaker and we could understand him, because I would definitely call him.
Well, that's kind of the thing, a report back, because I got to measure mine and you got to report back.
Yeah. From Daddy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
About 8 1/4. I mean,
I wonder, was it 9 1/4? But I think it was.
There's no way. That cannot be pleasurable for anyone. 9 1/4. Allie's calling her daddy. We ain't going to be able to understand anything. Hey, sis.
Oh, you can't understand him anyways.
Right.
Okay.
All right. You don't even
know. I'm just going to ask him. I'm just going to ask him real quick.
Okay.
Can you hear it?
No, I cannot. It's kind of like when I try to play Silver Springs.
It's ringing.
Okay, I hear it ringing.
Okay. Hey, Daddy.
Hey, sis.
I'm doing my podcast, and I had a quick question. Do you remember your friend Blackjack?
Yeah.
Was his dick 8 1/4 or 9 1/4? 9 1/4. And didn't his wife have to go to the hospital?
Yeah, he tore her up several times. Ripped. She had to be sewed back up.
God. Yeah. How are they doing now?
He returned. He's preaching.
He's a preacher.
Yeah. Some bitch was strong. He could pick up the back of a Volkswagen.
He can pick up the back of a Volkswagen?
Yeah, he could pick it up by himself. He could grab a bump and pick that son of a bitch right up off the ground.
Wow, that's amazing.
And he was rocking a 9 3/4 cock?
How are you doing? I've been able to call you.
I'm doing good. Oh, I missed you too, Daddy. I'll call you later when I get off work. We're talking on the podcast, and I said, I remember my dad had a friend named Blackjack.
9 1/4.
9 1/4. That's how we. Yep. Okay.
Yep.
Got it.
All right.
All right. Love you.
Love you.
Bye.
Casually calling your dad about another man's penis.
I just also love that he doesn't hesitate at all.
No.
He's not like, why are you asking me that or anything? He's just like, oh, Blackjack. Oh, that was 9 1/4.
He's a preacher now.
He said he tore his wife all to pieces multiple times. She had to get stitches.
Jesus Christ. And then, I don't know if y'all could really hear it. Then he said, now he's a preacher. Now he's preaching.
And he's strong as hell. He can lift up a whole Volkswagen.
What? And just by the back. That is some shit I would try to do. Hey, let me see if I could pick up this Volkswagen. And then
immediately my dad goes, how you been doing? I've been missing you.
Hey, good. I just was calling about your friend's dick. I'll have to call you back, Daddy. I love you. Hey, that's nice. Damn. That's talk about big dick energy. Picking up a Volkswagen? Power of Christ compels you, my friend.
Can't believe he's a preacher.
Oh. Damn. I can. Dude, he's packing a Keith Raniere, man.
I feel like Keith Raniere's is not even that big.
No, Keith Raniere.
It's a hog, but
Keith Raniere's got a hog, but it ain't. You know, if they were in the cult in the shower room, Keith mm-hmm. Raniere would be jealous.
Oh,
he would
for
be so
sure.
Jealous. He wouldn't let him in the. No, he would be like, "You can't do this. You're out of the cult." I'm Keith Raniere, and my hog is the only hog that matters. Dude, he could be making a lot of money off that thing. Silicone mold it, sell it. Damn, preacher.
Preach, Blackjack.
I think a lot about heaven. Thinking about that now.
Well, you know, I can get Blackjack's number. We can call and ask him a few questions about it if we need to.
Yeah. Well, my uncle is a priest. He told me the exorcisms are real. And he has a friend going to Chicago. And he's training. There's a place, there's a seminary school in Chicago that teaches exorcisms.
That's interesting. Mm-hmm. So I got a couple of exes I think might have the devil in them.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Okay. Woo.
A bird. You see a bird, friend?
Yes. Well, it was a hummingbird that came to the front of my window. And now, y'all, I did move. I have a beautiful one-bedroom bungalow now. Gas leak free. And I had to give up my favorite hummingbird. You know, I was like, well, Federico, I'm going to miss you, buddy. Yeah. But I filled up my hummingbird feeder. It's by my kitchen window. And this guy, I think he's smelling it finally.
Nice.
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing that I just saw your face and just the expression, I knew it was a bird?
Yes. Yes.
I was like, well, you see a bird?
Yes, I did.
Oh, you're excited.
I saw an owl this past weekend in real life.
About that. Wow.
on a chimney, and it flew around. It was incredible. It was incredible. It was really majestic. It was at dusk. I could have just watched it all night, but I had a flight. It was a really, really nice gift.
That's nice.
Really nice gift. Oh, man, that was so pumped. And earlier today, I had a baby D sighting. Baby D is my neighbor.
Oh, amazing.
Busy day in the neighborhood, my friends.
Love busy it. Day.
Dude, I love you so much.
I love you so much, friend.
And y'all, we want to thank y'all for listening. And yes.
I forgot. I have a favorite review that came in.
Let's do it at the beginning during our intro.
Okay, great idea.
All right, y'all. Well, we love you and we appreciate you. And thank you for all the 5 stars and the sharing. We're now with Wizard Radio, which is really fun. We're looking forward to growing more and more, but we need your support to do so. So please, you know, if we post a reel, we appreciate the likes, the comments, the shares. You hear it all the time. We're saying it all the time. And we appreciate you all the time.
Oh, yes, we do.
Stay gay.
Y'all are gay.
Y'all are gay.
Hey, y'all. Hey, y'all. The tea is crystal clear, y'all. Y'all say y'all gay. It's Allie and Ever here, y'all. We got a lot to talk about, so let us ask you now, y'all gay.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.